standing behind us was this very, you know, well-dressed gentleman and his wife, and so I ended up saying hi, and we started chatting, and he introduced himself as Robert and his wife, Anne, and we talked about sports and the weather, and turns out he was in visiting from the U.S., and then finally they got called to their table, and off he went, him and his wife, to the table, and I noticed that there was sort of a phalanx of other well-dressed gentlemen in suits and everything, and they all had the little earpieces going into their ear. And it turns out the individual that I was chatting with for about 15 minutes was Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI.
Oh, cool. And yeah, someone you might not necessarily recognize. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it took me a minute to put two and two together. And what I found really unique or really neat about the whole interaction is just his ability to, you know, talk to an average guy about sports or weather or whatever was going on, and then I'm sure after dinner or whatever he was in town to do, you know, he would switch back to international politics or law enforcement or whatever the heck he was there for.
Yeah, likely some sort of formal event anyways, although even on vacation they get a few of those earbud guys that travel along with.
Yeah, that was the giveaway. That's what made me kind of go and dig into it further and find out who this fella is.
Good stuff. Neat encounter for sure. All right, anything else for us, Mike?
No, that's it. No further topic. Thanks for taking my check-in. 73, have a great day.
Very cool. Okay, so Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Good morning, Randy, and everybody on the frequency. To answer your question there, I don't think I've met anybody. I shouldn't say that. 40 years ago, I used to work with a guy that worked a landscaping business, and he had his best buddy was Barry Beck. And I remember one day, going to his house, and here's Barry Beck with two blonde chicks hanging off his bicep, and that kind of that was kind of weird, but didn't know who he was at the time, but asked the employer who that was, and he tells me, and I'm like, oh, okay. So that's the only brush-in with a celebrity, if that's what you want to call it.
I think he's actually coaching in China or somewhere in Asia now.
Yeah, I think I found out who he was after, and then I started following him, and realized you're right. I think he's into coaching now as well. So, but at the time it was like, who's that guy? Who, you know, didn't know. This was 40 years ago, so it was probably. I'd say that's the only celebrity that I've ever met. Well, I shouldn't say I met. I saw him from across the room, so I never really met him, but he looked over, and I kind of looked over and kind of smirked, and that's the only encounter I've ever had. So.
Yeah, you don't have to have met them per se. Encounters count, for sure. Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, thanks, Mike. And, hey, two girlfriends, so he was doing something right, I guess, or wrong, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, he was quite the ladies' man, I believe. He was always, and so was my employer. He was a little bit of a ladies' man. He hung around a bunch of guys that circuit the nightclubs and stuff, and they were pretty popular. So, and I was the odd man out. The squeaky wheel, I guess, sort of thing.
Well, and probably better off for it.
Well, I'm married, and I have daughters and stuff, so I guess I'm doing something right, because my employer is still not, he's still single, so.
Haha, good stuff. All right, super. Okay. Thanks, Mike. You have yourself a great day. 73.
73, Randy.
All right. Next is Victor Alpha 7, November Delta Lima, John. About Victor Echo 7 November Oscar India, Brian. Alpha Foxtrot 7 November Romeo, Gerard.
I happen to have the score a couple of tickets to the Olympics in 88 and ended up sitting next to Joe Clark and Maureen McTeary.
Oh, nice. And I think I doubled with you right at the start, so just want to make sure I've got Brian, Victor Echo 7, November, Oscar India.
Roger that. No other traffic from Shirley. It's looking kind of cloudy out here, but so far so good. 7-3, thanks a lot.
Well, cloudy, and apparently the rain is rolling in as well. Good stuff. I don't know that we've talked before, Brian. Nice to meet you. I'm Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. Name's Randy. Have a great day.
You as well, Randy. Talk to you again. 7-3.
All right, down to Bellingham. Alpha Foxtrot 7, November Romeo, Gerard. Victor Alpha 7, November Romeo, Charlie, Brendan.
Yeah, good morning, VA7NRC, and not much for you this morning. Thanks for being there.
You bet. Thanks, Brendan. Don't forget to go check in with Bob if you haven't. 7-3, you have a great day. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Randy, and everybody else along Rainbow Country Net. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima here. Just kind of been busy here this morning and kind of in and out of listening to the radio there. And, we met, it was my cousin lives in Port Coquitlam area. This is going back, way back into the 70s, I think early 70s. We were just young teenagers back then. And he took me over next door neighbor, you got to check this out, Dave. So we went over next door. They were making a movie, and we actually got to meet the main movie star guy, and I can't remember his name, but he was the fellow that played, you remember that old TV series? It was called UFO, and it was the blonde guy, main actor on that show. And we actually got to meet him personally, and, it was interesting. So, other than that, I can't recollect meeting anybody else that's really, really famous, but I probably did, but I just can't remember right now. But, there you go.
Oh, cool. I do remember that series. That goes a ways back, but I think there was a couple of blonde guys there. I don't remember their names, though.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I can kind of see his face, but I don't remember his name. But that was many, many years ago, so yeah, I haven't really thought about it a whole lot. But yeah, it was a fun day. We watched him film a movie there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. The only guy I know from that series is, what's his name, George Sewell.
Yeah, I just don't know the names. There's too many movie stars, and that was a long time ago too. But yeah, it was the blonde guy, short blonde hair. I don't remember if there was two blondes on that or not. I can't remember. I'll have to watch that series again.
Well, now you got me looking it up. I think you're probably talking about Ed Bishop.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah, probably is. Yeah.
Very cool. Nice. Making movies next door. I'd be hitting those catering trucks.
we were just young teenagers back then, more into playing games or whatever and swimming in the river there. They lived off of, Coquitlam River, I believe it's called the Coquitlam River, yeah. That whole area has changed now, though, with a lot of new homes in that area. But, yeah, it was a nice place they were filming that day. But anyways, that's about it. I got to get back to work here, doing some internet stuff, some business here. So thanks for hanging out there, Randy, and everybody else. Have a great day out there. C73 from Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima.
Sounds good, Dave. Yeah, I've got about 35 minutes, and I am going to have to get to work as well. So 73, you have yourself a great day. You are checked in. We're going to give a shout-out to Merlin, Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo. How about Victor Echo 7, Oscar Zulu Whiskey? Call him.
Good morning, Randy. Before I get too far, is my signal okay? If it's off at all, I'll switch to VHF.
No, sounds pretty good. Maybe very, very slight muffle, but no, it's good.
Yeah, okay, I'll stick with it. I never really met any seriously famous people, mostly like a lot of other people, as hockey players. Probably the most famous person was Daryl Sittler, but I was very young. I guess we must have got seats near where the comp tickets were, because I think it was Daryl Sittler and like some family members of some of the Maple Leafs. And bumped into Cliff Ronning at the Moody Park Arena one time, really randomly. That was kind of fun. But the only person I really spent any time with was, I went and had dinner with Ian Runkle and a bunch of other people a couple years back. He announced that he was coming to Vancouver, and yeah, I went down there and sat at the table with him, so that was kind of fun. But mostly I'm not really that interested in famous people, so I guess that's it. Anyway, that's about it, so I'll say 73.
Of all the famous people mentioned today, if there's one I could sit down with, I'd probably choose Ian Runkle, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's pretty much exactly like you think he'd be. The same mannerism stuff. I mean, he was really obsessed with the hot sauces, the choices of what hot sauce he can get and stuff. And yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yes, he is into his hot sauces, no doubt about it.
Yep, so that's it for famous people. Ian Runkle. Anyway, I'll let you carry on with the net there, Randy. Thanks for taking my check-in. Nice to hear you doing the net. 73VE7OZW.
Sounds good. Thanks for that, Colin. You have a great day. And 73. Let's give Antonio a shout. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Delta. Victor Echo 7, Papa Juliet Dick, are you there? Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform, John.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform, good morning, Randy and everyone on net. Well, I don't recall ever really encountering somebody who's famous, and I can say there's a possibility, or a great possibility, that if I did, I probably wouldn't recognize them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I, who did I meet? I can't even remember her name, but it was whoever played Michael J. Fox's girlfriend in the Back to the Future movies. I met her and had no idea who it was until someone told me a few hours later.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. Well, I can tell you that if I met her, I would have no idea, because I haven't seen the Back to the Future movies.
Oh, well, they're entertaining. I mean, don't try and pick the timeline apart too much, but they're good movies to watch anyway.
Well, maybe one day. Anyway, that's about all from here.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for being there. You have yourself a great day and 73.
73.
Let's see if we haven't bored Ryan to death. Kilo 7, Romeo Golf. Kilo, how are you?
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Good morning, Randy and all on net. I think it's Randy. Anyway, the only famous person I've ever met was Sir Michael Gambon, known as Albus Dumbledore from Harry Potter. He just happened to come in at a restaurant we were having breakfast at and sat next to us. And, yeah, very pleasant gentleman.